Blog Talk Radio.
Curtis Harwell, and I am your host, and you are listening to America's most listened to show on the internet, and we are well over 5 million listens now, and we're going to be approaching close to 6 million listens in 3 years. Absolutely amazing. When I first started this show, I did not think, you know, I figured if I could get a couple of hundred people listening to my big mouth talk about health, fitness, bodybuilding, anything that happens in this kind of industry, if I had a couple of hundred people listening to me, I'd be a happy camper. So I'm so happy and fortunate at what I do for a living. And again, you know, this show is all about discussing topics to help you and your family to a healthier and a better lifestyle. And again, I do want to thank all of you who've made us the most listened to fitness show on the internet. And without you, I absolutely would not have this show. And if you'd like to participate in the show today, you can contact me at and Michelle Brent's going to be with us today. She's going to be a regular here every Friday now, IFBB Pro Michelle Brent. So we've got a couple of good pros for you to give you some good information and no BS. But you can call into the show if you'd like to call into the show at 347-850-8748. I know yesterday's show, I almost gave out my home telephone number. And I'm glad I didn't do that. I'd be getting calls like crazy. So, and then you can also get if you want to participate in the show, ask any questions or anything, you can get a hold of Michelle at Michelle, IFBB Pro Michelle Brent on Facebook and Twitter. You can get me at Curtis Harwell on Facebook. You can get me at Curtis Harwell BB for bodybuilder on Twitter. You can also get me at Curtis Harwell Fit, and you can get us at Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show page on Facebook. Today's advertisers, we have two fantastic advertisers. The first advertiser that we have today is Michelle's Magic Morsels, and of course this is Michelle's company, and it is a terrific a product. She makes those good old-fashioned protein cookies, you know, like they say, with the good old-fashioned love, and they taste absolutely great. And if they come in a variety of flavors. I can't talk this morning, and I've had about every one of them, and I've not had one that I didn't like. And I know everyone that I've talked to, and even clients that I have that are ordered from her, they absolutely love the cookies. I've never had anybody say anything bad about them. So, you know, if you want a terrific old-fashioned cookie, high protein, good carbs, good fat, actually can use them for a meal replacement if you have to, absolutely go over to Michelle's website, and that is Michelle's Magic Morsels, and that's MORSELS.com. If you want to go over and check out the variety. And then if you mention this show, if you mention the Curtis Harwell Talk Radio Show, you can get 3 free cookies. I hope that deal is still going. That's what Michelle's given me. But, yeah, if you mention the show, you'll get 3 free cookies. We're going to have a terrific show today. And again, Michelle Brent's going to be my co-host on every Friday now. And, you, I mean, you're absolutely going to listen to two old pros that are going to give you, you know, kick-ass free-for-all information on bodybuilding, fitness, and health, and whatever other questions that you might have that, that we can answer for you. And I think it's going to be a terrific show. We appreciate you listening to the show. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, fine, Curtis. What's up, boss?
It's going. It's going. I can't get any of my doggone video stuff working today, so we're trying to start videotaping the show. So today's show on my end will be videotaped. For whatever reason, I can't get YouTube to work right for me today, so and streaming live. So
I'm trying Periscope and I'm having a hard time. I thought I had it all ready to go. I have my stuff. What's going on, bro? Social media?
Yeah, whenever you need it to work, it doesn't work. So
exactly.
So I'll have the show will be on video, and it'll be on YouTube, and I'll have it on probably 5 minutes or so. So if you want to go over there and look at my ugly mug on Facebook, you can re-listen to the whole show. So, and again, Michelle and I are going to, you know, she's got topics, I have topics, and we've gotten topics from individuals and friends and people that we've dealt with, you know, over the years, or people just sending in messages that they want us to talk about. So Michelle and I are just going to cover all of those things and try to give you the best answers that we can. Sometimes we're going to agree, sometimes we're going to disagree, but that's just the way it is. So what kind of interesting topics do you have today that we can cover?
Me have interesting topics.
Yeah,
you. You know, the one that I really was thinking about for the last week or so is women getting into the gym, and I call it transforming. Well, I don't call it. I picked it up from someone else, but calling it transforming your mindset to get your butt
uh-huh.
in the gym. And start it, you know, and a lot of women, even men, you know, they have that like, oh, do I want to do this? Oh, you know, and they have that fear factor. Hey, I'll even admit it. 30 years ago, I've always been an athlete, and I wanted to do this, you know, so-called bodybuilding. I had heard of it and had seen it on TV, and I wasn't even afraid to get into the gym. I was like, oh, do I want to go in there with all these men and all this craziness going on? But, it's just transforming your mindset and saying, okay, I'm going to do it. This is for me, you know. So I think, you know, a lot of women especially, need to do that. You could always do it with a buddy system. That's, you know, I don't know how you, try to get people in the gym, Curtis, to get new members or to get new clients. But, I always tell, women especially, bring a buddy. You know, bring a buddy and start, and you guys could do it together. So what do you think?
Right. Well, you know, I threaten people, and and make them go to the gym. I threaten them. I tell you what, I think our society today in general is lazy as hell, and.
Yeah.
We're late, you know. I'm not gonna say we, because I know I'm not. I'm a gym rat, so I'm in the gym 7 days a week. I'm actually, because I'm working with clients all the time, all day. You know, I'm in gyms all day, 7 days a week. But even if I weren't training people, I would be in the gym, a couple of times a day. So I'm probably in the gym 14 to 16 times a week just for myself.
Yeah.
But
right.
My biggest thing, my biggest thing is for people is going to the gym. If you're a trainer, if you're working with someone, you have to get them to understand that we need to make going to the gym a habit. It's a good habit,
right.
Not like smoking cigarettes or anything. It's a good habit, and every time that you go to the gym and you leave the gym, you're better than you were than when you walked into the gym.
Right.
So it is
Go ahead, and then I'll say
It's a continuum. Going to the gym, it's like, you know, you're married. It's like being married. You always have to work at it.
Right. I think I look at it as just make it part of your lifestyle. Like, you know, you get up and brush your teeth. You have to do it every day, right? I mean, you automatically do it every day. Yeah, it's different to get a new mindset to say, okay, I'm going to go to the gym every day. And you don't have to go every day. I mean, you know, if you're a beginner or whatever, 3 days a week is all, you know, is all good. Getting in there just even to do some cardio is all good. But just making it a mindset to say, okay, this is part of what I need to do for the day. I go to work, you know, I have to go to work. I have to brush my teeth. I have to eat, you know, I have to poop, right?
Right.
So make going to the gym, like, you know, part of what you need to do, which is, like, very difficult for a lot of people. I mean, you know, you and me, you know, that's been our life, you know. So it was my life from when I was a kid, you know. I just had that mindset, once again, saying, oh, God, I feel like already at 14 years old, I feel like, you know, already body conscious. And I'm like, what do I do, you know? So I just started, like, my little exercises. There was no, you know, gyms for, you know, girls especially that age, I mean, way back when. But, yeah, we got to get these women, you know, especially, I always say more women, but men too, you know, to get them in the gym. I love it because, I'm like a walking billboard, you know. I'll be out and about, and I don't even wear tank tops all the time. Here in California, I can now because, you know, I have all this beautiful weather. But, you know, if I could touch one or two, at least one person a day, you know, and they always ask me. And being older, you know, it's kind of actually even a better asset because, like, people are like, wow, you know. I had this old girl in the gym at Venice Gold. Yes, I get to train at Venice Gold once in a while, Venice Beach, you know, and she was a young girl getting into physique, you know, and she's like, wow, I want to be like you when I grow up. And I'm like, good, you started, you're in the gym. This is, you know, where you need to do the beginning of, you know, a lifestyle. But, we got to get them in there.
Yeah, now, see, I'm, you know, like me, I started when I was 13 years old, and so I started from a young age, and I also think what is really important to get yourself acclimated to wanting to go to the gym, don't do the same workout routines all of the time in the gym. Don't get stagnant. Just
right.
Don't go in
right.
And just, you know, if you're just a regular person and you go in and you do circuit training and that's all that you want to do, that's absolutely fantastic. But if you
right.
do the circuit training, change up how many sets you do. You know, you might have do a period of time where you take a 4 week increment and say, I'm going to go heavier these 4 weeks and lower repetitions, you know, anywhere from, you know, 6 to 10 repetitions. And then another week I'll come in and do a few more repetitions, say maybe anywhere from 10 to 15. Lighter weight, change it up. Your body reacts to each one
exactly.
of those workouts in a little bit different way, but you need to have fun with it. And then you were talking
right.
about the buddy
right.
system. That is absolutely
yeah.
fantastic, too, to have a buddy come in with you. But you know what? What I don't see very often, I saw more of it in California than I do here in Texas and on the East Coast and the Midwest. But you don't see too many couples working together. I don't see, because I can tell you there is nothing like going into the gym, working out with your better half, and training side by side. I got to tell you, there ain't anything in the world more sexy than working out with your girlfriend, your wife, your spouse, whatever. You know, just next to each other, I think it brings you closer together. And I got to tell you, it is. It's a sexy thing. You know, you get in the gym, work out, and you go home and work out.
There you go. And I know, we're sweating together on one end of the spectrum, and then, okay, honey, let's, it's just, you know, that's a good point. But I could
that's
see
it.
Also arguing, but, you know, then I gotta give you the negative of it, too, though. I mean, there'll be times when you're like, okay, you know, I don't want to do that, or I'm going to do more sets than you, or blah, blah. You know, this is just little stupid little things I'm saying, but, I mean, there can be times, too, when it's like, you know, get out of my space, you know.
No, it's true, but, you know, because you and Bill have been married for a while, and so both
yeah,
of you
yeah,
probably
yeah.
have different ways that you train, but what I think
yeah.
is really nice is you may take two or three days a week that you just set aside for you guys, or not necessarily you and Bill, but a couple to go in and do a couples workout. You know,
yeah,
to where
yeah.
you're enjoying it, you're doing the same exercises, and it's not a competitive kind of thing. And you're going
yeah.
in there because you want to be together, you want to enjoy what you're doing, you want to get healthy together. But you make it almost like going out shopping or whatever. You know, it's a couples thing. But I really think that is really important for people that are couples, because a lot of times, I mean, I will tell you, the clients that I have, I don't have one set of couples of clients that I have that work out together who want to work out together, because sometimes the woman is stronger than the guy, so then the guy gets all upset because his wife is stronger than he is, and he can't outlift his wife, so now he doesn't want to, you know, go to the gym anymore. So it's stupid as hell.
But for the most part, you're right. No, you know, like, I love to work out with Bill. I mean, when we do, and, you know, of course, we're both competitive bodybuilders. He has competed in
right.
the past, and he's, you know, worked out for, you know, his whole life. And it is. It's cool to work out together. But, you know, it's funny because then we'll have, like, our separate time, too. Like, okay, you do that exercise differently, okay, then we'll go our, you know, separate paths in the gym. But, no, that's a very good suggestion for people. To get in the gym, you know, besides doing the buddy system, you know,
yeah.
the partner system.
Because couples just don't do enough stuff together anymore. We're working, we have kids, we're doing all kinds of crazy things. But, you know, everybody listens, just kind of like Michelle said, you know, previously, you got to make going to the gym like brushing your teeth. It's got to be a part of your life. And,
right.
you know, the thing is, you know, Michelle and I have been doing this for years. The thing is I got to tell you, we're going to live to be really old people because we work out and take care of ourselves. And, you know, I still think I'm going to be here at 100 doing pretty well. So,
I'm going to keep it real, real Chris. Then you're right, you know, but then I look at my face, I'm like, oh, hell no. So I'm, you know, starting Botox, doing that, which is, you know, part of, you know, what you want to do for the longevity of your life. But
right. Yeah, I'm not 20 anymore. Okay, let's switch topic
yeah.
here. I've got a person that sent just texted in a message,
okay.
and they want us to tell them whether or not they can become an IFBB pro and be natural. I'll let you go first.
You know what? It's been done, but. And I, you know, I can't, you know, like, pull it in out of the hat, you know, like right away. But a lot of it, though, does depend on your genetics. You do have to have very good genetics as a natural competitor. I'll pull one out of my hat right now. Toni West, she's a bodybuilder. She was with, I believe, the IMBF, a couple other the natural organizations, and she went into the new physique division we have, and she got a pro card, boom, right away. But Toni, she's got that beautiful X factor, so that is part of what you need to have. It's just the way it is, and that you would have to have that face naturally. It can be done, yeah, but you know what? I mean, as you develop your levels, as you go into a higher level, I mean, it's almost inevitable that there's even the bikini girls, I mean, are doing some sort of PED, you know. So it can be done. Yes, I'll say yes.
Okay. Well, okay. So the women, I do know a lot of women in this sport, and I absolutely agree with what Michelle just said. Now, I'm going to look, because she covered women mainly, I'm going to cover the
yeah.
guy side.
Yeah.
And
I'm
going to tell you, Matt, because you're listening to the show right now, I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm going to be 100% honest with this person that just sent me this message, and Matt's listening to the show. Matt, in all honesty, I will tell you, in bodybuilding, and I've been doing this since I was 13 years old, I don't know of one natural IFBB pro in bodybuilding. Now, I don't know every pro, but I know a hell of a lot of them. And there's Michelle covered genetics. Genetics are very, very, very important. And but I will tell you, naturally, your God-given, what God gave you, if you go natural, size-wise, if you think you're ever going to be Kai Greene, Phil Heath, Ronnie Coleman, Jay Cutler, it ain't going to happen. I don't care how much creatine, how much protein, how much glutamine, how much BCAAs you take, it ain't going to happen. If you're a natural bodybuilder, in my estimation, having been in the sport, having the studies and things that I've been involved with, God gave you the ability to be cut, lean, show ready, on stage, in the heavyweight class. You're looking about a max weight of about 220, 225. And now you might be able to compete in this new classic physique class.
Right.
That's a new class now. You may be able to compete in that class and have a shot at a pro card. But I will tell you that, and I'm very upfront about the PEDs and things that I've taken over the year. I will tell you, when I first started out, I was coming in second. I was coming in third, always in the top five, win a show every once in a while. And then my coach comes to me and says, if we take a little bit of this, you'll start winning. And I started taking a little bit of this. And I started winning. So, I'm not saying that 100% that you can't do it. I don't think you can do it in the bodybuilding class. I'm in the 212 class, and I'm 226, and I'm 5'6". That's big for somebody at 5'6". But I never could compete at the big boys class because when I get on stage, I look like a tree stump. So compared to the people. So that's my take. Anything to add to that, Michelle?
Yeah, no. I'll just throw another name out there, and supposedly he says to this day, maybe take him up on it, is Michael Lockett. I mean, I know Kai Greene had gotten the pro card naturally because he did the Team U. But then after let's say over 300. I think Michael Lockett is probably one of the ones that says to this day he's still natural. I don't know. I don't want to say 100% he says that. But no, it's just it is what it is, you know. But on the other spectrum, believe it or not, I mean, if you do them correctly, they're not that bad for you. I don't know if you're bad. I mean, I would listen to ads all day long, like on TV while I'm making my cookies, and, they got these things for cholesterol or cholesterol loads, and the freaking side effects of those things are hilarious. And I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. And I always make the running joke that, steroids, don't have as many side effects as these. Anything done in moderation, and in slow and taking time can get you there. But, to answer his question I can't see many people being, natural, getting a pro card. Like I said, even bikini girls play with a little bit.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, just to add to Michelle, and again, Michelle and I, we're not really beholden to a whole lot of people, so we're going to give you the truth there. And I will tell you that I have people come up to me, and they're bodybuilders, and they're competitive, and they're amateurs, they're NPC, and they're amateurs, and they come and they ask me for advice, and they say, you know, I'm spending $500 a month on supplements. Supplements. I'm not talking PEDs. I'm not talking PEDs. And I just look at them and just, and they tell me everything that they're taking. And I'm like, testosterone boosters don't work. GH boosters don't work. If you want to get big, you know, and I'm not telling you one way or the other what to do.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you, if I'm spending $500 a month to get myself in an area that I can be a pro, I'm using the real stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, because you're spending all of that money on protein powder. You're spending all that money. I mean, it is so expensive being a pro. You think about it. The money we spend on food. Go ahead, Michelle.
I was going to say, like you said in one of your earlier broadcasts, I mean, there is, you know, the certain five that are probably the best to take even while doing, you know, the other stuff. But, you know, like you were saying, creatine, your BCAAs, you said, you know why it was so funny, Curtis, because as soon as you said that, I felt guilty. I pulled mine out of my drawer. I had my drink. So thank you for that. But anyway, it's funny because it is. It's like crazy money you spend on these so-called natural supplements. But isn't it funny, though, Curtis, how you have some of these companies that have to take some of their stuff off the market? Because once again, you were saying the other day, they're not FDA approved. They can't approve, approve all these products. I mean, if it did, none of these companies wouldn't be a multi-billion dollar company for these people anymore, you know. But, so a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and a little bit, you know, I think, but getting back to the whole, you know, thing, I think that the genetics does play. I mean, you got to have that base first. You could take all the crap in the world. I've seen that. I mean, live, in person, years ago, and I used to have my own gym in Monterey Peninsula, California, Seaside. And I was watching this one boy, and oh my God, I was like, what is he doing? And, you know, and he didn't have, you know, he ended up in the hospital, but that's, you know, those are hard cases. You'll have your hard case. But he started out with not really having, you know, a good base. And it's kind of unfortunate because you do get the people. That's why, I like to tell people, give people advice on that, if they do want to compete. You know, you really got to think about it. Number one, very expensive sport, as you know, and I do. And if it's just for a casual to do a show here or there, you know, I just tell people even that, you know, really think about it because it's a lot of work and it's a lot of money. So
what we do, you know, for a living, when we get on stage, there, you know, we got 2 to 6 ounces of material on our body. Put it this way. We're not hiding. There's nothing that you can hide. So when you get on stage, if you're not fit, you know, they see that right away. Well, we've got about a minute and a half. Michelle, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you on the internet.
Wow, are we done already? I had so much fun. We need to do an hour show, Curtis.
To switch it.
You can get a hold of me at showmagicmorphles@yahoo.com. That's my email. Facebook, I took off the ICB. That's a long story with Facebook and their titles, but it's just Michelle Brent at Facebook. Twitter is Michelle MIB. I don't know why I did the MIB, but anyway, Michelle MIB and my Instagram is IFV Pro Michelle Brent, all lowercase. But yeah, get a hold of me, ask me questions. Ask me questions about my cookies. And I might be running another special here. It's holidays. Happy holidays, too, Curtis.
Yeah, you too. And everybody, make sure head over to michellesmagicmorsels.com. Get some cookies. And there's nothing better than those cookies. I appreciate everybody listening to the show again. Michelle and I will be back next Friday. We may be looking to up this show to an hour. I think we got too much stuff. I think we have too much to talk about. Michelle and I appreciate you listening. We appreciate you listening to the show. We've got about 85,000 people listening to the show.
I'm staying in Texas. Bye, y'all.
All right. We'll see everybody next week. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me end the show here.